Now this morning, we're going to be continuing our sermon series on Love Is, and it's a 1 John challenge, because what we're challenging you to do, not only here as you worship with us, but even on your own time, we encourage you to read through the epistle of 1 John, and learn a little bit more about what love is in the context of what Christ is doing in our lives and how Scripture leads us and guides us faithfully to understand where He's calling us to be. And so this morning, as we look at 1 John, and we read this passage a little bit earlier in chapter 2, it begins with a very specific and very clear, non-confusing, and strong command. Simple. It starts out saying to us, do not love the world. Right? Do not love the world. But not only that, it goes a little bit further. It says, do not love the world or anything in the world. And so what does that mean, to do not love the world or anything in the world? It means, very clearly, that we are not to love anything in the world. That is everything. And when I say everything, you know what I mean? Everything in the world. We're not to love. This is the main point of this reading. This is the main point of this section. Everything after this is actually just explanation of what this looks like and how we apply it. And so the most important thing you need to get from this is do not love the world or anything in the world. And why is this? Well, 1 John goes on to explain why this is. And he says, because if you love the world, then you can't love the Father. Basically, if your heart desires something, loves and desires something more than God the Father, then guess what? That's what you're going to love. That's what you're going to pursue. And so it's hard to love God fully and love Christ fully and then also love and seek after things in this world. And that's the challenge for us. And then the passage goes on to explain, just in case you still don't understand what this looks like, it's the lust of the eyes, the things that you seek after, it's the ego, it's your sense of self, your identity that you find within the world. These are the things that we're not supposed to love. And ultimately, we're not supposed to love them because everything in this world is going to fade away. It's like a mist, it's a shadow, it's meaningless. But the will of God our Father and our love for Him will last forever. So what does this look like and what does this remind you of? Well, one of the things that came to mind as I was reading this text is I thought about something that is very much about the world coming together and everyone celebrates it and everyone gets excited about it. It's the Olympics, right? It's the show of a country's culture. It's a show of really everything that we love about who we are and what those people represent. And not only that, but we spend something else that we love, billions and billions of dollars, to put these big productions on and these competitions on. And so they build these nice facilities. They pour all this energy and media into it, and people are just enamored by what they see. They fall in love with what they experience. And then what happens to it? Yeah, I've read several articles over the years about what happens to these multi-billion dollar sports complexes after the Olympics. Do you know what happens to them? They fall into disrepair, like they just aren't used. Actually, I have a video I want to share with you that shows some of these before and after pictures of some of these Olympic facilities so you can kind of see what I'm talking about.
Thank you.
this is a video came out right before the Olympics in Brazil and Rio, and those facilities are already a year, 6 months after those Olympics, they were already falling apart. And this just sort of, to me, illustrates the point. It's just that things that we value in this world, things that we place importance on, disappear rather quickly. They don't last. I mean, I was sort of struck by the Olympic Games in Sarajevo, and just 10 years after that, civil war broke out. So even the security that you think sometimes you have is temporary. Things can quickly change. And so what this raises for me, what this text raises for me, is really just a question of faith. What are the things that you trust in? Where do you direct your energy? Where do you direct your love? Is it in things that last, or is it in things that are temporary? And in 1 John, it mentions the lust of the eyes, and this can be looked at on several levels. It can be maybe somebody else you're attracted to. It could be what you desire. Maybe it's something shiny and new. Like, I would love a Tesla. That ain't going to happen. Maybe 20 years from now, I don't know. But all these things fade. The things that you desire. Or maybe it's your sense of pride. It's the ego that 1 John talks about as well. Maybe there are things that you do so that you can prop yourself up, so that you can look good, so that you can look more important than you are, or be loved more by everyone around you. That sort of sense of self that you want fulfilled. Maybe it's a title or a position that you really want, or that you'll at all costs hold on to. Because that's what you love. You love what the idea of that brings. Or maybe it's health. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm an advocate. I mean, I think, yes, you should eat healthy, you should be healthy. I'm not the poster child for health, but I encourage it. But I can promise you something. No amount of kale or no pill, single pill exists that'll prevent the inevitable. And that is, you will die. And so even health, if you love that, I mean, people spend billions of dollars every year on health. And this too will not last. Or buildings. We all fall in love with buildings, right? They have significant meaning. They're emotional. We become attached to them. And maybe it's one of your houses that you grow up in, or maybe it's the home you have with your husband or wife now. Like, it's sentimental. It means something to you. Maybe it's the place you worship. I mean, even Bethany went through this several years ago when they had a site on Manshack and this one simultaneously. And people love the old site and struggled with the new site. And people love the new site and are ready to move on from the old site. We fall in love with things. And we forget their purpose and meaning. But like the Olympic venues, buildings will fade away. They don't last. The same is true with status. You can reach the status that you want. Maybe it's with money, maybe it's with that position or title, but again, it doesn't. You're not going to get to keep that forever. Those things do fade and disappear, much like your looks, if that's something you love. Goodbye. Yeah, someone said amen, I think. I don't know, right? Now, I'm not trying to preach a depressing sermon, but it's just, this is the point of 1 John. This is what they're trying to say, is that there's so many things in this world that we seek after, so many things that we strive for and honestly love, and all those things fade. They fade with the world. And so this is the challenge, and this is the call of 1 John. Is to love things that'll last. And this is why in the Gospel of John, I think Jesus, which we read earlier, as he's talking to his disciples, he makes a really important point. And he says to his disciples that he is going to give them peace. But not only that, he's going to give to them not as the world gives. He's going to give to them very differently. And this is important because if Jesus gave to you in the same way that the world gave to you, then it would be ultimately meaningless and it would ultimately fade away. But that's not how Christ works. Christ gives you something differently than what the world can give you. Christ treats you differently than the way the world treats you, and Christ's promises last longer than anything this world can promise you. Here's what's so amazing about Christ. Is that as we look to him and we start to understand what it means through the power of the Holy Spirit to fully love him and be devoted to him, we realize we actually have everything in Christ. And when I say everything, I mean everything. Everything. We have new life, we have love, we have resurrection. And these things promised to us in Christ do not fade. But not only do we have that in Christ, here's what's wonderful about Jesus. This is why he doesn't give to you as the world gives, because Jesus knows you. And guess what he knows about you? That even though he's given you 1 John, even though he's given you the Gospel of John, guess what you're going to love? The world and everything in it. You're going to seek after things apart from God our Father. You're going to love things more than him. You're going to desire things that God the Father doesn't desire for you. And do you know what? Christ still loves you. Christ still gives to you in a way that no one else can give to you. He sees all the things that you desire other than him, and he still steps into your life and says, "You are mine and I am yours and you are forgiven." You can try to obey everything I've commanded you and you're going to fail, and I still love you. I'm going to be there encouraging you, guiding you, and leading you to love as you are supposed to love. I've got you. This is different than how the world works. Christ does not abandon. And his love never fades. And so this is what love is in Christ. This is what we learn in 1 John. We learn that love is Jesus. It's the love that he gives to us for sure. And it's the love that we have for him because of his love for us. And so may we be challenged to love more because of who we are in him. In Jesus' holy and precious name, amen.